Vayigash Elov Yehuda. So Gra is Nedai on the Taimei HaMikra. The Taimei HaMikra on these words, Vayigash Elov Yehuda, is Kadmo V'Azlo Revi Zarka Munach Sego. Vayim Revi Adoni, he continues Zarka Munach Sego. So the Gra explains, he does this sometimes, he's Mepharish based on this Taimei HaMikra. Kadmo V'Azlo Revi, the fourth son, Yehuda, he was the one that went first. He was Kadmo V'Azlo. There was Reuben and Shimon and Levi here also. He's the fourth son. Kadmo V'Azlo Revi, the fourth son goes first. Why? Because Zarka Munach Segol, he threw away his Menucha, his Olam Haba. He took Achrayus over here. That's explaining why he goes first. Now, the Avoshech Shtels in Pshat, originally in the Shakel B'Tarya, at the end of the last week's Parsha, Yosef is telling them that he's going to kill the one that's going to be find the Gevir in his Amtachas. And the other ones are all going to be Avodim, and the Shvatim, including Yehuda, accept that. And now Yosef is offering them a much more lenient deal, and all of a sudden now Yehuda is going out on the Melchama and fighting it. He was masking to a much worse punishment earlier. So the Alshech explains the reason why the Shvatim originally were going to accept Shekulam Yehu Avodim is because they were Mekabel on themselves that this is an oynish for the Mechiris Yosef. The Mechiris Yosef, they deserve an oynish, and that's what they're Mekabel on themselves, the oynish. But now that it's Nisbar, that Binyamin is the Iker, and he's the one, the doctor, the one and only that wasn't in the Mechira, this is obviously not what's going on, that's not the Pshat in the Maisa, so then the Gedorim switched, and now they're coming to, he's coming to fight it. There's another Pshat, though, for the Beis HaLevi. What's the Vayigash Elav Yehuda? Because the Chayra, Yehuda calls him over, and he's chazering over the Shakla Vataria. What happens? Vanoimir al Adoni, Yeshlanu Avzokin, the Yelim Skunim Kotoin, the whole Shakla Vataria. Zokta Beis HaLevi, Yehuda was choishish that something is wrong over here. There's a Melitz, there's a Meturgimon, and something's going wrong. We're telling him that we want to buy food, and he says, no, you're Maraglim. He tells him this, and he's answering, we're going to say. Something is Yesh Ketzer Batikshoret. There's something wrong, there's a broken telephone here. Beis HaLevi says, so Yehuda says, maybe there's a problem that the Meturgimon is pushing lying, or at least not doing a legitimate job of the translation. And therefore he says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, let's make a quick chazara, a sikor, about what exactly was the Shakla V'Tari. Let's get this clear again. And he goes through the Shakla V'Tari. V'lo yochel Yosef l'hisapik. L'chol anitzavim alav. Yosef couldn't hold it in anymore. So there's an interesting pshat from the Shem Yishmuel. The emes, we know, Chazal say that Yosef and Yaakov looked alike. So there's the Emes Akasha, why didn't the brothers recognize Yosef if Yaakov and Yosef looked alike? They should have realized that it's their brother, they looked like their father. So the Shem Yishmuel explains, a lot of them are talk about this, the Shem Yishmuel explains, this that they looked alike, it means that they had a certain kind of a ruchniyistika light on their face. It doesn't just mean bagashmet, it was a certain kind of a oyer. And Yosef was holding it in. And then it was v'layochel Yosef was apik. It came to a level Yosef wasn't able to hold it in anymore. And then he realized, they're going to realize who he is. V'layochel is apik. He couldn't hold it in anymore, and then he's going to look like him. But there's another pshat that the reason the brothers didn't recognize Yosef is because the Emes Yaakov, we know, we see in the next parasha, also Yaakov had a lot of tzar from all of his tzaras, and also from Achilles Yosef, and he looked very old. Pari asks him, how old are you? He looks very old. When he came down to Mitzrayim, he was only 100. He was only 130. He looked very old. So the pshat is, Yosef Chapson over here, the Shvatim are not recognizing him because Yaakov looked old and they didn't recognize Yosef was a lot younger version. And that's what he tells him, Ani Yosef, Ha'oida Vichai, because Yosef is asking, Yosef didn't realize that, so he asks, maybe you don't recognize me because maybe Yaakov is Nifter. And that's why Yitaka didn't recognize him. But then they realize, no, Ki Nivhalu Miponov. They were nivhal because they chat. Wow, this is what Yaakov could have looked like. The tzaras that we caused them. The tzaras that we caused them, that they looked so old. They were nivhal in the ponav of Yosef that they realized Yaakov could have looked like that. Now, Avad, there's the famous Beis HaLevi, V'lo yochlu echav lanis oisek nivhal in the ponav. He brings the Medrash. The Medrash says, Oy lanu miyoyim adin, oy lanu miyoyim atechecha. That Yosef was giving him techecha. He says, Ha'oy labichai? You're telling me the whole time you worried about Yesh lanu avzoke, and you worried about him, you worried about him. Why weren't you worried about him until now when you know the tsaris that you caused from selling me? But there's another interesting nekud over here. Yosef tells them, the brothers are very confused. In the past parsha already also, this is a whole ongoing procedure that the king of Mitzrayim is not selling tzu, and he's causing them problems, and the money comes back in the bags, and the gaviyah, and everything is unclear. It doesn't look like... And all of a sudden, in all the bilbul, all the kashas, all the ani Yosef, and that answers all the questions. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, he says, it's going to be the same thing by the Gula Asida. We're in such a tunkel of golos, we don't know what's coming, what's going, there's so much tzoros, mi bayis, mi bafutz, mi karav, mi rochak, it's unclear, over the Abish is going to come, kisson yovoy, ani Hashem, and all the kashas, all the balagan, everything is miyashir. It's a miracle because a person has a zan musik, that there's so many things that are unclear. One zog, one teretz, and what's festa shek loli, one vort answers up all the kashas. Ani Yosef, ha'ayda vichar. All the Rishonim, a lot of the Rishonim, and the Ramban also, and the Rechaim, and a lot of the Mepharshim, they talk about the fact, why didn't Yosef send an email, send a message to he was in Mitzrayim, he's a king, why doesn't he send a message to Yaakov, something, that I'm alive, I'm around? Garnished, he didn't send anything. Rav Shamsal Fon Hirsch writes, Yosef sending a message to Yaakov, that he's in Mitzrayim, and he's a king in Mitzrayim, would be terrible news for Yaakov. Mitzrayim? The king of Mitzrayim? Zichar, he's... Until Yaakov's going to have an opportunity to see him in person, Erenu B'terem Omas, Yaakov says, when he finally does go down to Mitzrayim, getting as our message that he's in Mitzrayim, he wouldn't be able to be makabel that he was Oymi B'tzitkoi. Yosef, Tzadik, Yisoy, Oymi, Yaakov wouldn't have known that. Better he should be Choshish Tarif Tarif Yosef. It wasn't... It's a scary thought, but... Another interesting chiddush I just saw in some prints of the Yerushalmi in the end of Seder Zroyim, in a certain one of the prints, people used when they were in printed Sfarim, there was some space left on the last page, so it says Kadesh Shaloi Lahashar Han Yar Falak, they would write a shtickle tire. So in the end of Zroyim, in certain prints of the Yerushalmi, it's brought from one of the Achroyim, this following pshat, that Yosef didn't send a message to Yaakov because he thought all those years that Yaakov is also part of the Mechira. It's a terrible thought to think that Yosef doesn't know that he thinks that Yaakov sent him to the brothers, and that the brothers and that Yaakov is also Yodai ba Mechira. And that's why afterwards he wants the doctor to speak to Binyamin, because he wants to really get the inside information, what was Yaakov thinking and doing all those years. But it's a scary zach, you know. Yosef, the one thing that's holding him, all the brothers told him, but Bechachi has his father, you know. Like this pshat, Yosef didn't know all those years. I mean, the doimel is that I've seen that there are rachayim that say he didn't want to send a message to Yaakov and the shvatim that he's around is because the shvatim wanted to kill him. He thought he's going to send the message where he is. He's chashu the shvatim are going to come down and kill him by then. He didn't know that's over. But like this pshat, it's even sharper. He was even chashu that Yaakov has a shaykhus to it. So then Yosef pulls them over and he wants to prove to him that he's alive, that he's Yosef. So one oichach he brings is that he's moho, which Be'emes the Acharonim asked. Right? It says, Geshun alai, come close, because he wanted to show them that he's moho. And the other oichach was, Kipi amedaber aleichem, that he speaks Lashon Kodesh. So the Acharonim asked, what's the right from the fact that he's moho? B'nei Keturah are also moho. Not only B'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are moho, B'nei Keturah also have Mila. What would be the haychacha that is mal? And also, kipi amedaber aleichem. What's the haychacha that he knows Lashon Kodesh? Efshiri Grada knows Lashon Kodesh, the king of Mitzrayim. Pari, officially, also supposed to know Lashon Kodesh. So the Sifsei Chachamim, on both of these kashas, he says, Shmer Teretz, he says, you're right, each one of the haychachas is not such a good haychacha. But two haychachas already is enough, which is still Shmer. Two shvacha haychachas. But the Achronim deal with these shavas. On the haychacha of Lashon Kodesh, there's an interesting pshat from Rav Yonis and Aibishitz. It says ki pi amedaber aleichem, that he's speaking Lashon Kodesh. It says be'emes, there's a kasha. You know, why didn't the brothers recognize Yosef? We spoke before. Why didn't they recognize him? Because he looks like Yaakov. But why didn't they recognize him from his voice? The Gemara says that even a suma, a person who's blind, is mutter in his wife. How does he know it's his wife? He can recognize the voice. Tvias ayin the koil. You could recognize by the voice. So why didn't they recognize Yosef's voice? So it's a kasha. So Rabbi Yonis Naibishit says this cloud that you recognize a person's voice is only in mamaloshin, only in the original language that you had known him. If he's speaking in a different language, you don't recognize the voice. So kipi amadaber aleichem, Yosef speaks Lashon Kodesh. Now that he's speaking Lashon Kodesh, not the fact that he knows Lashon Kodesh is the Eichach of Eretz Yosef. Now they recognize Yosef's voice. He's speaking kipi amadaber aleichem. He's speaking Lashon Kodesh. For Lashon Kodesh, they're recognizing who Yosef is. So he gives all the Shvatim Chalifos, and Binyamin he gives extra. He gives Binyamin Shloish Meis Kesef, V'chamesh Chalifos Smolis. L'kulam Nasan Chalifos Smolis. But Binyamin he gave Shloish Meis Kesef and V'chamesh Chalifos Smolis. The Gemara says in the Gila, Daf Tezayin, it's a Pele de Kazach, Omer Rava Bamachasya, Omer Rav Chaim Bargoy Omer Rav, the whole kinna of the Shvatim came originally from a beged of Shtei Kesef, from the Ksoinus Pasim. And that caused the whole thing that they're selling to Mitzrayim. And now he's giving Binyamin extra. He's showing favoritism. The whole story of the Mechira is because of that favoritism. And Yosef's doing it again, as I frak the Gemara. Zakti Gemara, no. Why is he giving Binyamin Chamesh Chalifos? Remez Ramaz Loi. That the reason he gave Binyamin five sets of clothes is because it's a remez for Mordechai. And this is a very shvera Gemara Pshat. The kasha was, how did Yosef cause kinna? The brothers was kinna. And here he's giving favoritism, he's giving Binyamin. So it's going to cause kinna, it's going to backfire everything. The Gemara, no, it's a remez that Mordechai is going to wear five begotten. Say that doesn't answer the kasha. What's going to do with the kinnah? The Gros says that Binyamin's five suits were the same price as the other Shvatim suits. The other Shvatim got a much better quality suit, and Binyamin's five, it says Chalifa is without a vav. It was Shvach Maisis. It was the five of them were worth the one. I'm not sure that could also cause kinnah. I'm not sure either. That I don't know which one's better. Five and one. Five shvach and one. But Akoponim, Zakti Gemara, why those five? It's a remez from Mordechai. I saw it. Rabbi Shula Diskin asks, why didn't Binyamin get a suit? Besides the five suits, everyone got a suit, right? He's getting five suits to Ben Ramaz and Mordechai. Why doesn't Binyamin get a suit? Everyone else got a suit. So Azoy will tell me, because then it's going to be kinnah. But Rabbi Shua Leib says, why did he give everyone suits? What's he giving out suits all of a sudden? Chalukah. The Pshat is because it says the brothers were so upset when they heard that what's going to happen by Yikru Bigdayim. They ripped their clothes. They were doing it as tshuva for the Mechira. They chapped what they did wrong. So they needed suits because they all ripped their suits. But Binyamin wasn't in the Mechira. Binyamin is not in the Mechira. He has not in Chay. He didn't rip his suit. There's even, Rav Shulayb says that Yosef was machuyev, it's like grumma, because he's the one that was causing them all the tzar that they ripped their clothes. But Binyamin doesn't need a suit. But then the kasha is, Frektim Rasha, in Megillah, what about the money? It says that Binyamin got five suits and 300 extra mois. Shloish mei is kesef. And the Gemara asks, it's going to be kinna. The Gemara says, the five suits is not going to cause kinna. The shayla is very dense with the five suits, but what about the money? So the Marsha says that the emes, the whole kashas, the whole Gemara Shlev, Yosef has a right to show favoritism to Binyamin because it's his brother min ha'ein. They have the same mother. It's his only brother. It's an ach yechidi that he has. When Yaakov showed favoritism to Yosef, it was a problem. But when Yosef is showing favoritism to Binyamin, he has a right. So what was the Gemara's kasha b'chol? The Gemara's kasha was because clothes is a sensitive issue. The whole kinnah came from a beged. So clothes is a sensitive issue. So the Gemara, how can he give Binyamin extra clothes? So the Gemara remes Gemara. But money that he's giving him extra money. It's his only brother in aid. Hazai Zakti Marsha. I saw a different shot. The money was in the pocket. No, it's not going to cause the kinnah. It was an envelope in the pocket of the suits. It wasn't a problem. But there's another pshat from the Chizkuni And Rabbi Lechayim, they say, why is he giving him five suits? We just said he's giving him five suits for the remes for Mordechai. Why is he giving him shlosh mes kesef? So the base, the mahalach from the Achrayim, the Levi says this idea. It's based on the Rishonim though. Why 300 kesef? Because when you sell someone, they sold Yosef as an eved, and when you sell someone as an eved, you have to be paid him back up to 10 times his price. And what's the price of an eved? Shloishim shel eved. And by causing that, they sold Yosef. Them is each one of the brothers was mechuyev to spend up to 300 kesef to be paid the Yosef. They sold him as an eved, and you have to be paid them pi eser midamav. So each one of the brothers was mechuyev to Yosef 300 kesef. And Yosef was more than that. So to Binyamin, he gave 300 kesef. Binyamin is not shy from the mechir. Everyone else got 300 kesef kizuz. They got it marked off on the it was just a statement in the bank account. It was more than that. Binyamin gets 300 kesef. And so he is the mahalach of the shlosh mes kesef. Vayta Yosef tells them, now they're going to go back to Yaakov, he tells them, Al tirgazu baderech. Zok Rashi, Al tisasku bedvar halacha, shalei tirgaz alayim baderech. Don't get far blunged in the sugya. When you're going to get lost on the way, don't get so far tiefed into the sugya. Dovaracher, Al tafsiyu psiya gasa. Don't walk and take big footsteps. And the poshet shazak Rashi, the third shazak Rashi, they were going to start fighting now. Whose fault it was about the mechira? So he's telling them, Al tirgazu baderech, don't start fighting about it. So it's very interesting. The first Pshat Rashi brings, it's a Gemara in Tainus Vemes, that he's telling them, Al tis asku b'dvar alocha. Now the Emes is, the Gemara in Tainus brings this Pshat, Tainus Tafiyu Bamebeis, the Gemara asks, what, he's telling them not to learn on the way? It's a Mefurashi Gemara, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Hamahalchim Baderech, Ve'ein Ve'neim Divrei Toira, Ru'uyim Lisoreif. A person has to learn on the Derech, Uvelechtecha Baderech. Zok, the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Holam Migras Holi Yivne. On the Derech, he's supposed to learn B'kiyas. You learn the Ian, you can get lost. You're going to get fablunjit, you're going to get lost in the sugya. You're supposed to learn the keys now. The Ian on the derech is dangerous. Shtey thought that Yosef is telling them not to learn on the derech. Yosef is telling them not to learn the Ian. He just told them that he's Yosef, and it's pushed by Yosef, and when they're going to go back now back towards the Yaakov, they're going to write back, Tzrik to the Sugya. Tzvek Tzveka, Roy, Bori, Chazoka, they're going to mamash Tzrik to the Ian of the Sugya. Because Bekiz, you are supposed to learn. Shtey to, Amoy, Rideke, Deher. That's where the Shvatim are holding. But the Shailas, I saw the Achronim ask, why didn't Yaakov Avinu tell the Shvatim not to learn the Ian of the Derech? Why is Yosef telling them this Pshat? Al Tirgaz Ubaderech, Yosef is telling them, be careful, don't get too far tracked in the Sugya. Why didn't Yaakov tell them that originally? And then we're in the other pshat. Rashi brings another pshat. Well, the Pasha pshat is good. He's telling them, don't fight about whose fault it was. But the other two pshat that Rashi brings, he's telling them, don't learn the Ian, because you're going to get lost, and don't go see a gossip. Okay? It's a zakal. A person's not supposed to go see a gossip. Why didn't Yaakov tell them? So the Chanukah Zateri says very shmak. He says, the Emes, when Yaakov went to send them down originally, of course they can't get fablunjit with this subya, because there's a chiyuv kibbut av, and they have to get the food, and they have to go in a rush. And I'll skip it out, I have to do it quickly. But now that Yosef is nizgalkim, and they realize, they make a cheshbon how many years, the Gemara Megillah says how many years Yosef was missing from Yaakov, and we take into cheshbon that the 14 years of Shem Be'eva wasn't in the cheshbon. And from here we learn out, God will tell the Torah, Yosef will keep it out. So now the Shvatim are going to come to the conclusion that you're allowed to get fablunjit in a sugya. It's more important than keep it out. God will tell the Torah, Yosef will keep it out. Yosef is levarni to them, no, I'll tear this in the derech. Who wasn't the other pshat? The Gemara says, don't go see a gasa, Rashi brings. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that a person that goes to see a gasa can come blind. It's very dangerous to go to see a gasa. So of course the brothers weren't going to go to see a gasa, because without Yaakov or Yosef telling them, it's because the Gemara says it's dangerous to go to see a gasa. But that same Gemara says, if a person didn't go to see a gasa, what brings the Mo'ar Einav back? What makes him back his eyesight? Yain from Kiddush and Avdol. Now all these years, the Shvatim weren't drinking wine. They were be'evil about the fact that they were in Nechshol in the Mechiras Yosef, and they weren't drinking wine. But now that they found Yosef, Vayishtu Imod, so they're drinking wine. So now they can go see a gasa because they have the bag, they have the refuah, that they're able to drink the wine. Until then, they weren't going to go see a gasa. It's going to make them blind. But now that they found Yosef, they're going to drink wine. If Yosef has to be burnt to them, Al tafsiu psi a gasa.
Why can't because it. He'll drink the wine. Why could it? He'll drink the wine.
And he was telling them vice versa that it's better precaution than using that means. Now Yaakov Avinu was going down to Mitzrayim by Yizbach Zvochim Lelekei Oviv Yitzchok. So Rashi says, by Yizbach Zvochim Lelekei Oviv Yitzchok, Chayiv Odom Bechovid Oviv Yoyser Mi Bechovid Zkeinoi. A person is mechuyev more in his father's covid than his grandfather's covid. Lefikach Tolu B'Yitzchok V'loi B'Avrom. It says he was Zeveh Zvochim Talekev of Yitzchok. Why Dafke Yitzchok? Why not Avram? There it says a person's Mechuyev in his father's covered more than his grandfather's covered. Now the emes is, this is a Shaila in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll just keep it out of aim. In Yeridei, in Simon Reish Mem, Sifchav Beis, Shtei Dot Nazeh. The emes, the Mechaber starts off there, Chayiv Odom Lechabit Chomer. The person that thinks Mechabit is Shver. And the Taz, over there writes, Kosov Moiriv V'chami, he quotes his Shver, the Shver was the Bach, who Adin Chamoise, that the Shver also had to be Mechaber. It says, it doesn't say, the Mechaber only says the Shver. It doesn't say the Mechaber the Shver, but the Taz brings from his Shver, who the Mechaber just said he had to be Mechaber, that who Adin Chamoise, he had to be Mechaber, the Shver also. But that's the Mechaber. Then the Ramah continues, Yesh Oimrim De'ein Odom Chayiv B'chvoid Avi Oviv. There's a Yishita, the Marik, he brings from the Marik, you're not Mechoyiv to be Mechaber the grandfather. Ve'ein amiru lizak derumo. Avadi you are mechoyiv in a kavod avi yaviv. Ela dechayiv bechavod aviv yoisem ikavod avi yaviv. The father more than the grandfather. And the raya is from this Rashi. And the Taz asks on the Marik, how can the Marik say you're not chayiv to be mechavod avi yaviv? It's a mefurish Rashi. Mefurish Rashi in Chumash. Mefurish Rashi. So it's interesting. The Taz asks the mefurish Rashi. Bemis Rashi is quoting a medrash. So the Shach over there in the Nakudas Akesiv, he says, you want to ask on the Marik from a Medrash, he doesn't have to pass him like a Medrash. Rashi and Chumash. The person has to learn Shnayim Mikra Vechatar, and has to learn the Rashis. Rashi and Chumash is Allah. As I said to Shach, that the Taz was madif to ask it from a Rashi and Chumash. A Medrash, you don't have to pass him like a Medrash. Rashi and Chumash, Chayim, Odom, Chavid, Ovid, Yoisim, Yisim, Chavid, Skein, but Yimachoyim, Chavid, Skein.
I think the Taz is
that's the Maisa with the Rashi. The Shaila is, Rashi says, Yimachoyiv to be Mechaber Oviv and Avi Oviv, but Oviv is first. So there's a famous Kasha, Rikveger and Shuva brings it from the Livia Schein. You should really be Mechaber to be Mechaber your grandfather even more. Atov Avicha, Chayovim Bechvoid, Avi Avicha. The same way it is, Oviv Oimeloi, the Imai Oimeloi, to do something, Yimachoyiv doesn't be your father, why? Because Atov the Imcha, Chayovim Bechvoid Avicha. So here you have a dilemma of Vicha Aymer Lidov and Ovi Aviv Aymer Lidov. Frank Rabbi Kivega, Frank Levi Yisrael. Adar Rabbi, they should even be Kedima to the grandfather. Because Adar Avicha Chayov and Bechvay Avi Avicha. Because the Emes is, Lachayr, on the Etzim Kashi, you could answer. A father and a mother, the Emes are both equal. Yimachuyiv equally, Chabad is Avicha Vesimach. Chuyiv equally to Mechavi both of them. What do you do when you have a dilemma? There's two equal people that you have a Chiyiv to. There's a Hachra. When you have the two equal mechayim, atav avimcha chayovim bechvoid avimcha. But when you have a chiyuv of Aviv and a chiyuv of Avi Aviv, be'etzem Avi Aviv is not be'etzem deraisa v'chiyuv. So be'etzem Aviv is a starker chiyuv. Then you don't make this cheshbon that avimcha is also chayiv in the Avi Aviv. We might say you have a direct chiyuv on Aviv, and Avi Aviv maybe is because of your father, but it's not direct. That's the chiyuv you can answer. But the Livya Schein, the Emes doesn't say like that. The Livya Schein says no, that the Emes in a chanami, when your father and grandfather are both alive, you attack him even your grandfather's chayiv even more. Because it's only after the father dies, then to be mechaved, la'achar moisei would be your father first. And he says it's meduyik. Over here, the whole makor from Rashi, vayizbach zvachim lelikei aviv yitzchok. You know, there's an earlier pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev where he brings, and over there it says Avram and Yitzchok. And it says Avram even first. He says, yeah, because there Yitzchok was still alive. And when Yitzchak's alive, then Fakir, then Yaakov is Mechuyiv, then Avram even more than Yitzchak. Because Adav Avicha, Chayovim Bechvoi, Aviyav. On Lacha Moisim. That's the Chiddush of the Liv Yitzchak. Now I have a Gevaldik Ha'orah. But Emes Mimoira that you could bring something on the Liv Yitzchak because maybe the whole idea of Adav Imcha, Chayovim Bechvoi, Avicha is Be'etzim only because they're both equal Chiyuvim. You have two people, a mother and a father, you have equal chiyuv. What are you doing? They're both asking for something, and it's a theory. It's not because she asked for both, or a kapon, a kadima, which one to do? There's a svara out of the imcha chayav mechvayd avich. But oven and aviyav is be'etem. It's not chiyuvim shabbos. Nevertheless, the Levi's chenal is not like that. When they're alive, the aviyav is even full. So I have a shayla b'emes in avona klapi the Levi's chenal. The Levi's chenal is saying that anyone that your father is mechuyev to be mechabed, you have to be mechabed that person even more than your father. Let's say your father aviv oimer ledover. And his shver, who's not your grandfather, he got remarried, and your father's shver. You're not mechayiv to him b'chlah. The Levi Yisrael is vaytik and say atav avicha chayovim b'zvoi pahu. My argosh is that avad not. That avad Levi Yisrael was only saying it when the etzem avyovim is also someone that there's a chiv. Maybe not the same chiv, but there's a chiv. And then there's a chorav atav avicha. Kohen or rabbis, you can make cheshbonis of cases where you have someone that you have a chiv kiva to. Yeah? And then there's a person that he's gifted. But it's not someone that you're mechoyif. You're always going to say to Levi Yisrael that Yena has kadima. We talked one case, the Chomiv Shel Aviv. I have another Shaila. Avi Aviv Oimer Loi Dovar. When the Zayin is under start, Avi Aviv Oimer Loi Dovar. Is the Bechlava Mechayif? You know, a lot of Achorim say that the Chiv of Avi Aviv is because B'nei Bonim are Eim Kibonim. There's other pshatim, but a lot of Achorim go like that. The Bach brings and others. It's because B'nei Bonim Kibonim. Even the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch says that Emes, you're only Mechayif to be Mechabid, your father's father, but your mother's father, you're not mechuyev. Things arrive from Gemara and Saita. Avadi mechuyev. Listen, if he has to do something, avad. But it means the mechayev derives from Hanukkah over here. The Gro brings arrive from a Gemara at the end of Saita. That there was a certain Amoyer that asked his mother's son, his daughter's son, his grandson, his maternal grandson, to do something, and he said, "What? I'm your son? Rochana." I'm not your son, I'm your daughter's son. So the guy says, yeah, there's Ben Abbas. But Ben Abbas is different. Bnei Bonim or Ein Kibonim. What about Bnei Bonim? And what about in this Levi Yisrael? Avi Aviv Oimer Leidavar, Avi Aviv Oimer Leidavar. And you can spread out to that side of them, but there's a lot of cases that you could judge out where the Levi Yisrael would apply. The Etzem Yisrael, I want to say, is that the Levi Yisrael only applies when the Etzem, the second person, is also Etvas Machayev to you. But it's interesting. It's punked in this parasha. We're calling b'nei bonim. There's a mabit. The mabit says that b'nei bonim are also k'b'nei bonim. And he brings a raya from this week's parasha. It says later on when Yaakov is going down, it says bonov b'noisov perik nevov pasuk zayin. Bonav itoy, b'noisov, b'nois bonav. Bonav, b'nei bonav. Frek them a bit. If you go through all the people that came down, there was also Chetzroin and Chomol, the son of Peretz ben Yehuda. That's not b'nei bonav of Yaakov, that's b'nei bonav. Now first of all, I have a stickle problem working this out. I think the Rishonim handle is, how do we have b'nei bonav of Yaakov? This is Chetzroin and Chomol, the son of Peretz. If you learn that Yehuda only went down to Tamar, and the whole story about Yered Yehuda happened after the Mechiras Yosef, then I don't know how you work out. Okay, Chetzron is one, and Peretz is eight. Yeah, everything has to have happened in Mamash a few short years. We're trying to work it out. But this is b'nei banim of Yaakov, and the pasuk only says b'nei banim. Zoktim a bit. It's a raya that b'nei banim. Are called b'nei bonim, but he doesn't say b'nei bonim are called bonim. He says b'nei bonim are called b'nei bonim. I want to say chiddush. I saw the Tertulina has a kasha on this mabit. The Tertulina asks, what's the raya that b'nei bonim are called b'nei bonim? Maybe if you would be talking objectively about b'nei bonim, then you wouldn't call them b'nei bonim. It's b'nei bonim. But over here, we're anyways talking about all the b'nei bonim. So adam orche, b'nei bonim includes, you can include also the or enikluch into the cheshbon of enikluch. But if you, by definition, only be talking about or enikluch, then you wouldn't call them the enikluch. Zogich, no, there is a right. Because the about b'nei bonim is kebonim. So all the b'nei bonim of Yaakov are really bonim. So what does the pasuk mean, bonov, or b'nei bonov? All the b'nei bonim that I mentioned here are part of bonov. Who's the Bnei Banav? Chetzron and Chamo. Those are the only ones that have Bnei Banav. That's exclusively Bnei Banav. And Bnei Banav are called Bnei Banav. They're not called Banav. And the Bnei Banav is referring to Chetzron and Chamo. It will be a chiddush that does his pshat in my bit. It's not the Pashat pshat. The pasuk goes through though, Kol Nefesh Lebeis Yaakov Shivim, and the Gemara asks him, Babasad of Kufchav Gimel, Hare Bechlalon, it's not 70, there's only 69. As I frek the Gemara, he says, the pasuk says, Kol Nefesh Lebeis Yaakov Shivim. Frek the Gemara, there's only 69. As I frek the Gemara. Now the MS is, the Rashbam over there says, it's not just that there's only 69 when it says 70. There's a Mefurash pasuk here also that says, Bnei Leah with 33. And it was really only 32. And interesting, Rashi and Chumash also quotes the question, not like the Gemara. And by the pasuk where it says Leah was 33, he asks, Vaharei, Vamisper, it's only 32. Not like the way the Gemara asked it, that the Gemara asked, it's not 70, it's 69. What does the Gemara answer? Vinitvi, the Gemara answers. First, the Gemara wants to answer, Dina was born with a twin. Dina was born with a twin. Because it says, Ve'es Dina Bito. Ve'es. That was Dina's twin. So the Gemara also says, Ve'es Ben Yom. Maybe there's another twin. Then you have 71. Then you went over. So the Gemara's maskana is, this everyone knows, Yocheved was known to Ben Achimus. So Yocheved is the 70. So again, the Shakar Atari of the Gemara was, it was Dina's twin sister. Dina's twin. The Chizkuni says that Dina was born with Zevulun together as a twin, but that's not what we're saying here. We're saying something else. That is, that was Dina had a twin. So the Gemara, Binyamin also had a twin. So the Gemara is Yocheved. The Emes says the Gemara brings another pshat. The Medrash brings another pshat that it was Chushim ben Don. That it says Chushim ben Don is two. I think the pshat is because his name was the Don had two sons. Both were named Chush, so together they're called Chushim. He called them both Chush. Chushim ben Don. The Medrash brings another shita that the 70th is HaKadosh Baruch. And there's another pshat that the 70th is Yaakov. But again, to set this up, the pasuk says there was 70, Frekti Gemara there was only 69. We're asking it differently. It says by Leah 33, and there was really only 32. And that's a Pelel Amar. So how does the Medrash say that the Teretz was, it was Chushim ben Don? Chushim ben Don is going to be on the Cheshbon of Bnei Bila, that it should be 8 instead of 7. It's not going to affect the Gavi of Bnei Leah. And the Kasha that's even worse is that there's another Pasuk. It says, Kol Nefesh Yardu L'Mitzrayim, besides Yosef and his two sons, Shishim B'Shesh. Shishim B'Sheva. Over there the numbers are. And it's very interesting. The Rishonim asked that by Sfiras Hayom, when we say Tisbur Chamishim Yoyim, the Toises and the Rosh and Menachas stuff, Samach Vav and Beis, they asked that you only count 49 days of Sfira. What are you counting 50? So Toises says what kind of thoughts in there? The Rosh, the Mitzayin, it's the Rosh and Avruksach over there on the side on the Toises, the Mitzayin. The Rosh says when you have a number, you're allowed to round it off to the nearest 10. 50 means 49. Azoy v'shivim nefesh. Azoy v'yishteik shivim nefesh. Now that answers the 69-70, but it doesn't answer for the 33-32. 66-67. I saw Chaim Kanievsky wants to say a different shot, not like any of the Midrashim, his own shot, that the 70th is Osnas. Osnas is Yosef's wife, and she was the daughter of Dina. I don't know if she's the daughter of Dina from Shechem, or if she's the daughter of Dina from Shimon. But she's the daughter of Dina, and she's the seventh, so she's an anacle of Yaakov. And she's the 70th. And Zohar Chaim Kanievsky, this teretz is better than all the other tritzim, because it answers the 66. We had a problem, why does it only say 66? It was 67. No, it's 66, because Osnas is also in Mitzrayim. It's 66 plus nothing, 66 plus three, Yosef and his two sons, Yosef and his wife and his two sons. Osnas, Yosef's wife, not because she's a tzigim and also wife, also because she's an anacle of Yaakov. So that's the 70. Now again, the maskar of the Gemara is that it was Yocheved. Now there's an interesting medrash that says, the pasuk says Bnei Don Chushim, but the medrash says B'Toyrosoi Shel Rav Meir Kosuv Ben Don Chushim. By us in the Gears of the Torah is B'nei Don Chushim. In the Lashon of the Medrash, in Rav Meir's Torah it says Ben Don Chushim. So there's a Meir the Ketopel, you can say Pshat, what's going on over here? We know that the Torah is Yecheved. But can Yecheved count? Yecheved, it depends if it's Uber Yerach Imoy or B'lav Yerach Imoy. If she's Lav Yerach Imoy, so she's a separate entity, so then you can count Yecheved. And then you don't need to say Chushim is two. But if you hold Yecheved is Uber Yerach Imoy, so she's not in the Cheshvin, even though her mother, whose name was Oysa, it says Asher Yolda Oysa Lelevi B'Mitzrayim, so Oysa was her name, it's Pasuk in Pinchas, Asher Yolda Oysa Lelevi B'Mitzrayim, her name was Oysa. Oysa is not in the Cheshvin of the 70, so I don't know if Yecheved even not Lav Yerach Imoy, but Oysa Guf is not in the Cheshvin, basically. But then you have to come out to the Teres of Kushin. But with the Teres Asher of Meir, who holds Uber Lav Yerach Imoy, it's able to say Ben Don Kushin. You don't have to go say B'nei Don Chushim. Steht doch weiter. Ves Yehuda shalach lefonav el Yosef lehoyreis lefonav Goishna. Yehuda was sent in front of Yosef to go to Goishna. The B'nei Yisrael says that Goishna are the letters that are on the dreidel. Gimel, Shin, Nun, and Hey. And these letters, he has a whole arichas there. Goishna is Gematria Mashiach 358. And it's Gematria Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech. And this Goishna represents that Yaakov is now sending Yehuda to go down to Goishna. It's Yosef and Yehuda. And he says, it's Be'emes HaPasek in the Haftorah. Va'ata ben Odom kach lecha eitz, take a dreidel, and put on one of them Yehuda, and on the other one Yosef, and put them Bekarvim Zeh Lezeh, which is the Shlemus of the Geulu, and Yehuda and Yosef, two Chalakim who were fighting at the beginning of the parasha, come together with Shlemus in Goishna, and it's Al Svet Gedreit, and that's when it's Taka going to come, the Geula, and he talks about that, Ba'arichas over there. This is Zois Chanukah. Zois Chanukah, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum used to say that Zois Chanukah is the Dos is Chanukah, because the second Seder is that one. Okay. And the Iker of Chanukah, my Chanukah, what is Chanukah? The Tanur Rabbanu. This is the land. This is in Gemara. Gemara Shabbos. My Chanukah, the Tanur Rabbanu. Gemara continues, but that's the Gemara says. Avada continues. Tanur Rabbanu. We'll learn. My Chanukah, the Tanur Rabbanu. Zois Chanukah. There's another sugi here. At the end, it says, Vayeir Elav Yosef goes and sees Yaakov. Vayipal al Savor of the Yev. Yosef is crying. So Rashi, Yaakov wasn't crying, Yaakov was busy saying Kriya Shema. And all the Mefarshim shtel on this inyan, why is Yaakov saying Kriya Shema and Yosef is not saying Kriya Shema? What's the Bira inyan? So there's a few pshatim, Ktsara. One pshat is that Yosef already said Kriya Shema. Mashenken Yaakov was Hoylich Drochim. He wasn't able to say Kriya Shema yet, so now Yaakov is saying Kriya Shema. Yosef was Shengedav. An opposite pshat is that now it's Vasikin. And Yaakov is saying Kriyishma, but Yosef is Melech. Melech says Kriyishma, Gimel Shoyz. Gimel Shoyz is what? 8 o'clock, 7:30, a little late. The Steibel says a pshat that both of them already said Kriyishma, als the mitzvah of Kriyishma deraisa. This is a different akuda that Kriyishma is saying Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. Yaakov wanted to express his gevaldike avas Hashem. And the simcha that he found Yosef, and he wanted to express it kulei avat Hashem, and that's why he's saying Kriya Shema. And members, that's the pshat because he's saying Shema Yisroel Hashem Alikenu. What's Hashem Alikenu? Hashem is midas harachamim. Alikenu is midas hadin. Oh, but the emes is it's Hashem Echad. It's really one, and that's what Yaakov is saying now when he sees that Yosef and everything comes back. It looked like it was a shver of years. It was the tzara. He didn't know what's going to be, but he's going to go with the yovin sheoila. He doesn't have the shlemus of the mitosi shlema. He doesn't know where Yosef is. Shimon and Anneli. He was all confused. It was a tunkel azach. Oh, but then he realizes everything is Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad, and that's what he's saying. He's saying Shema Yisroel. The Chasam Sofer says that they were both saying Kriya Shema, but Yaakov was also Moisef Baruch Shem Kavod Machuz Elam Vod. So Yosef already started crying. Yaakov is still busy saying Kriya Shema. Yaakov was the one that was Machadish. That's what his Hesof is. That's his Hesof. However, this expression is that the Shema Yisrael is expressing how Hashem, which is Elikeinu, which means this Hadin, looks like the Midas Rachman, it looks like this Midas Rachman, it's Din Sefer, you know, it's really all Hashem Echad. And in Zohar state, that means it's Taka Echad, because if you spell out Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's various ways how to spell out Yud Kei Vav Kei. When you spell out the letters, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, there's different ways how to spell Aleph. How to spell Hey is Hey, Hey Yud, or Hey Aleph. And Vav also can be spelled various ways. So there's various Tzirufim how Yud Kei Vav Kei comes out. One of the Tzirufim is it comes out to 45. And 45 is Ma. And Ma, if you spell out Mem Hey, it's Mem, Mem, Mem. Hey Aleph is 86, which is Elikim. So Yud Kei Vav Kei is really Elikim. It's Hashem, Zohar says it, Hashem Elikim. Hashem Achad. So we have to realize that the Midas and Rach and Midas and Din is all the same. That's what you're supposed to be mechavim by Krishma. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was saying over here. Heard a murdika, the hair. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareinu Noz Drachecha, which Chazal said he was asking you tifa tifa questions of Neimayesh Tzadik Varali. Why does good things happen to bad people? Why does bad things happen to good people? It's a second half of the question. When Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Darki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him? Herole Kesher Shol Tfilin. What's Kesher Shol Tfilin? The Mordechai Gazak. The Ritzuas of the Shalosh, the Tzad Yamin is supposed to be longer than the Tzad Small, because it's supposed to be represent that the Tzad of Rachamim is Misgaber on the Tzad of the Din. And that's what the two Tzadim represent. And there's Taka Tut Stotten, there's Rachamim and there's Din. But by the Kesher Shel Tfilin, it's all mixed together. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that's what Hashem was answering. You don't understand. But by Herole Kesher Shel Tfilin, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Midas Din, the Midas Rachamim. By the Kesher, it's all intergemish, it's all one mixach. And that was what he was expressing. In Rachav Shat, Messiah, the Yismach Yisrael from Alexander, he says, I'm already Kazakh. Yaakov Avinu is saying Kriya Shema, Yosef is crying. What's going on over here? He says, the Gemara says in Brochus, La'olam yargiz adam yetzav toiv al yetzav har. A person always has to be misgaber as yetzav toiv al yetzav har. How do you do that? Lo'y nitzchoy, it's hard to fight the yetzav har. What are you supposed to do? Yasit b'toiv. Nitzchoy, if Torah worked, so what if that's a good plan? If not, if that's not working, Yikra Kriya Shema. Continues the Gemara. If that doesn't work, Yasko Yom HaMovis, Yom HaMis. And that's the way to be Menatzeach Yetzer. So Pasha Chai, with this Gemara, it's giving you a few different ways of having Menatzeach Yetzer. Either with Torah, if Torah doesn't go, and Kriyishma doesn't go, Yom HaMovis. Zot Yisrael Yisrael name. There's only one way to win the Yetzer. Only one way. Torah! It's the only way. Nitzchai, if Torah worked, good. Loi Nitzchai, you have to be ma'ir yourself to Torah. One Eitzah is Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Tzol Nachash Shemayim, be machazik yourself. Kid Eitzah Tzrik, learn in Torah. Yaakov Avinu realized that we're going down to Mitzrayim. First thing is he sent Yehuda down to Goshen. Let's make Torah. That's what's going to save us. But as he got closer to Mitzrayim, he sent Yehuda in front. As he got closer, he saw that that's not going to make it. It's Mitzrayim. Metavzodim Kriya Shema. Not as the Matorah. As after ma'ir zayin Tzrik to Torah. Not as the Matar itself. And that's Yaakov's gag. But Yosef was already in Mitzrayim. Yosef was Bocha al Tzavor of Oif. Yosef was telling him, no, Krishna's also not the Eitz in Mitzrayim. You need the last Eitz of Yaskel and Amisa to be Ma'ir back to get the Torah. But it was the Shakel of the Tariya, Yehuda Shalom from Fonam Goishna is Torah. The Yaakov was the Krishna. And Yosef was saying, Yosef was longer in Mitzrayim already, was telling him back that that's the Eitz to get to Torah. And Avada, durch die Eure Teure, wird es Nitzchoi, und das ist Mutov, Leser Hashem, wenn man solche sein, so ist Chaneke, wenn man solche sein, Kacke, so ist der Schchino, wie sie solche Teure Gula, Goyschmann.